I'm Dennis O'Hare.
And I'm Rose Scott. Earlier this year, Mandisa Thomas wrote these words in an opinion piece. Quote, I am atheist and I am black. Yes, we exist, even if many in the media sometimes don't notice us. Mandisa Thomas is founder and current president of the Atlanta-based Black Nonbelievers Incorporated. She says, Dennis, one of the most difficult conversations to have in the African-American community is the acknowledgement of atheists in the black community. Mandisa, thanks for coming in and taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
You say it's a difficult conversation.
It is. Our community has been based around the church, religion, Christianity in particular, has had an extreme influence on our community, and it has become a sense of tradition, so that to question those beliefs and to somehow challenge the idea that a God doesn't exist, it is very, very polarizing and can be the subject of a difficult conversation for many.
When and to whom did you have this, or did you have a difficult conversation?
I've had quite a few difficult conversations over the years. I am fortunate to have not been raised religious. And I don't want to say fortunate, because I would say that I had a different perspective growing up. I was able to pick up some of the historical aspects of how religion and Christianity was forced on African Americans. And so there are many believers in our community who don't look at this aspect of history. And so it becomes this, it becomes like a betrayal, sort of, to even bring it up.
That's how they made you feel?
Yes.
What would you say, though, to somebody who says, however the faith was imposed in a way on African Americans through history, that over time, the church became one of the real strengths of the community, that it would not have been able to make the progress it's made without the church and without the faith that went with it?
We do acknowledge the history of the church, the impact that it has had on a community, the fact that there were many historically black colleges and universities mm-hmm. that were created out of churches, so to speak. We definitely acknowledge that. We definitely do not try to.
You don't deter people from a fact. That's a fact.
We definitely do acknowledge it. However, we do challenge this idea that it was only faith that got us through racism, slavery, injustice, and that our entire community was always religious, because there were historical figures, Frederick Douglass, for mm-hmm. example, who did challenge the church and its doctrine and whether it was absolutely helping our community.
So what is the goal, from your point of view, of the difficult conversation that you're having?
Well, there is a stigma about atheism and non-belief that does need to go away. Mm-hmm. And in this age of information, in this age of technology, in the fact that many people have access to more information now more than ever, it becomes important for us to now expand on the diversity of the African-American community as historically and currently. There are many people who are challenging the church, its doctrine, its effect on the community, or whether it is still effective. And it's important for us to continue to have the discussions, increase the diversity, and also try to figure out there are still many things about our community that need improvement. And we have to ask the question of whether the church is really as effective as it says it is. And so for those of us who don't believe anymore, who believe or who subscribe to more tangible solutions and more evidence-based solutions, how can we incorporate that into our community, and also support those who don't believe anymore, and also bring us into the community as a whole? Because just because we don't share the same ideology, it doesn't mean that we cannot work together on problems within our community. Also, it affects the social aspect of many in our community. Unfortunately, it becomes a deal breaker for many if you disclose that you're an atheist or a non-believer. And I think that definitely needs to go away.
And when we talk about problems or issues that are happening in the African American community, where you, whether it's Ferguson, Baltimore, or Charleston, you all want an organization that wants to address those issues. Commonly, we always see the clergy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe many faith-based civil rights organizations are always involved. Some not necessarily faith-based. Do you feel then you can be inclusive and get to the table and be part of that conversation because you're talking about issues that affect the community, or are you sort of standing back because you know if it's revealed that you are a non-believing organization, you're immediately shunned away?
Absolutely. And there are many in our community, there are many atheists and humanists and non-believers that do get involved in these issues and address the concerns. However, because of the presence of the church and the fact that our communities do call on these leaders first, they often may not disclose their non-belief. You know, they're participating for the greater good of the community. However, it can still be extremely intimidating because everything is about prayer. Everything is things may be held in a church, which can be extremely uncomfortable, especially if the conversation is centered around it. And we contend that it doesn't have to be. If it is community-based, it doesn't always have to revolve around whether you're a believer, you're a Christian, because this affects all of us.
Mandisa Thomas is a founder and current president of the Atlanta-based Black Non-Believers. Real quickly, because I want to define for our listeners the difference between being an atheist and someone who says, I'm just agnostic. Mm-hmm. There's a difference there.
Yes. Being an atheist is, on its simple definition, is that you don't believe in any gods, spirits, supernatural beings. Someone who identifies as agnostic would say that perhaps there's no way to know. I don't know whether there's a God or not.
It's more knowledge-based?
Both are knowledge-based.
Okay.
Atheists don't say that we know everything. We base our outlook on evidence and verification. And agnostics do as well, but the difference is that perhaps there could still be the existence of a God, but they're not sure.
And when it comes to the sort of conversations and at times tensions when those conversations come up, is it also more complicated than just churchgoers versus atheists? For instance, many folks in all communities, but certainly in the African American community, they might not be all that observant, but they still consider themselves religious. So they might not go to church every Sunday, but they might say, okay, I still have a faith of some kind. Where do they fall in the spectrum of this conversation?
Well, they may identify as being non-religious. There are many believers who don't necessarily call themselves religious. They've perhaps reconsidered and done away with the idea of a traditional God, the image of Jesus, if you will, that has its place in overall society. They may have done away with that, and they also may have done away with the ritual or tradition of attending church. But they're just believers on their own time or at their on their own schedules. And I certainly don't discard that. I certainly can respect an individual who admits to that. It isn't just about non-believers versus people who attend church, even though there are still many in the Atlanta area in particular who attend churches, especially your mega churches. But we do acknowledge that there are some people who are kind of sitting in the middle. You know, they've challenged the religion that they were brought up with, but then they may not necessarily have done away with the belief in God in his entirety.
Because you said a few minutes ago that certainly people can work together to address community needs.
Mm-hmm.
The problem for a lot of non-believers may be that a lot of the institutions that have come up to address community problems are based in the church. So
right.
are you ruling out working through the churches if they already have an infrastructure to try to go after some of the problems in the community?
I wouldn't totally rule it out. We must understand
because you don't want to reinvent
that.
The wheel.
Right. Well, the I will say that the church does not have the monopoly on fellowship and community, and they do have a head start. I mean, they have a huge head start on the presence in the community. And certainly there are lessons and things that we can take from that. And this is a growing movement. We've been around for going on 5 years. It's still going to take time for people to process their nonbelief and to find that support, and so we can build.
So what's the mission of Black Nonbelievers?
Black Nonbelievers is primarily a secular fellowship. We provide support and networking for fellow nonbelievers because many have been either ostracized or they feel pressure from their religious family members and friends and coworkers. So first and foremost, we provide that space for people to express their frustrations of having to deal with and also their frustrations and also their pain of overcoming religion and certain religious aspects. And so we are here to support them for that.
I know a couple of years ago there were billboards right here in Atlanta that were placed in predominantly African-American communities with information for, I guess, inquiring minds. Did your organization see any increase in people sort of simply just looking for information?
We did, actually. Every year, the interest in our organization does increase, whether it is just through individuals, whether it is through media, whether it is through outlets that want to talk more with us and other organizations that are interested in potentially working with us.
So you partner with other organizations?
Yes, we do.
And what do you hope to get in the future from the conversations? I mean, you talked about trying to work with people who may or may not feel the same way you do, but is there a goal out there where you say, okay, this is what we're really aiming for?
Yes. What we want to do is to challenge people to think for themselves and to look at information for themselves and not just look at things from an indoctrinated point of view. And also, we like to expand people's wealth of information. Don't just go by what I tell you or mm-hmm. what someone else tells you. Look at this for yourself. Increase your knowledge and increase the information that you know about the history and know it. It is important to know things from a different different perspectives and to open and expand your mind.
Mandisa Thomas is founder and the current president of the Atlanta-based Black Nonbelievers Incorporated. Ms. Thomas, thanks for coming in and taking the time.
Thank you very much
again
for having me.
I appreciate it.